Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So how can you protect your health rights? I want to get into this with James Gormley, author of Health at Gunpoint, the FDA's Silent War Against Health Freedom. So the FDA was established in 1906 to protect the U.S. public from misbranded and contaminated food and drugs. Now the original intent sounds pretty good, right? But over the years, the mission, it does seem, has become a little tainted by lobbyists and money. That doesn't mean there aren't good people there. It doesn't mean that they're not doing some good things. But even the FDA itself, as I said in the last segment, has a hard time doing this because there's just so much research, so much going on. They have limited resources as far as people, at least. James Gormley, as I said, is the author of Health at Gunpoint. He's going to discuss with us now ways to protect yourself against the government's war on health freedom. James, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks again.
Yeah, so listen, I'm gonna go right to your book, okay? Because there's an awesome quote in here. Page 93 of your book says, "We live in a country where we can own and use weapons, smoke cigarettes that kill more than 400,000 Americans annually, drink alcohol, which kills approximately 75,000 Americans annually, and supplements can't legally be used to treat disease." Go figure. I love that quote. It makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? Where have we gone wrong in this whole process? If the FDA is there to protect us, yet we definitely allow the use of certain things that we know aren't good for us, and we are disallowing some things that look pretty good for us, like supplements, where did it get all muddied up and mixed up?
Well, you know, the FDA has a lot of wrong focuses, that's for want of a better term. They focus their resources on, I would say, a majority of their resources seem to be focused on greasing the wheels of the drug approval process so that more and more drugs can be introduced or vaccines, which can, right, can be questionable. So there's a lot of resources dedicated that way. And to even promoting the use of certain vaccines among the general population, such as HPV vaccine, but the their attention, though, when it's drawn to supplements, is always in it from a negative standpoint, an adversarial law enforcement position, because that's what the FDA is, a law enforcement agency.
That's so, a good point. Maybe we need to remember that, right? Yeah, that they are law they're enforcing the laws, you know, about for drugs, food, right? So that's a good point, James. I think that that listeners need to remember that, right?
That's correct. You know, sometimes people would say, you know, a health food store manager spoke to me one time and he said, you know, I think I'm just going to go, I have my own line of supplements. I think I'm going to go, you know, send a letter to the FDA and let them offer them some information about this or that. And you know, I realized when I was talking with that particular manager, like, well, wait a minute, give them what they asked for, but not more than what they asked for, because very, you know, very often it could be turned against you. But yeah, I mean, basically, you know, their focus on dietary supplements, they have this attitude of distrust, extreme distrust, and they feel that the dietary supplement industry is a wild west where all these outlaws are out there trying to rip off and endanger American consumers.
But James, at the same time, though, so I like the way you said that their focus is off because they focus on supplements a lot, right? Yet on the other hand, they have these, you know, pharmacy mills that are trying to produce a bunch of different compounding hormones and stuff like that. They knew there were problems back a few years ago with this one pharmacy in particular. They didn't check up because they were so focused on walnut growers and Cheerios and supplement that they missed, you know, some really sanitary, bad sanitary conditions in these manufacturers for drugs. And so, yeah, I think you're right. The focus is off. Do you see the future as are we going to be limiting supplements in the future? Is the FDA going to really start stepping things up? What do you think?
They are trying to use various Trojan horses around the law that protects our use of supplements, and that law is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. It's called DSHEA. That's the main law that governs our ability to, you know, go to a health food store and buy supplements and use them, and get some limited information about them. But as flawed as the Shea is, it's the main game in town, and so they are doing different efforts, such as coming out with guidances, and other advisory letters that sometimes can take the force of law and are very dangerous to the way we do business in the United States in terms of supplements. So, for instance, Canada lost 40,000 supplements from store shelves due to the restrictive Health Canada regulations. Europe has lost many as well, particularly high potency supplements. So if our government goes along the path of harmonizing and sort of making our laws more friendly towards foreign trade, we could actually see some of those restrictions down the road if we don't take steps to be informed and to protect ourselves.
Yeah, so within that Shea Act, I know like last year the big fear in this industry was the new dietary ingredient guidelines, you know, and requiring all kinds of safety studies if you wanted to introduce a new dietary ingredient into a supplement. And I know that's kind of been going back and forth in debate, but that's an example of how they can use what's already there to really kind of clamp down on us. So in this type of anti-supplement world that we're living in, you know, with the FDA, what can we do to protect our rights? What's a couple of things that consumers can do right now to protect themselves?
Well, they can familiarize themselves with a few health freedom organizations, visit their websites, get information from them, potentially join, and a couple of those would be Citizens for Health, the Alliance for Natural Health, and the National Health Federation. Those are three organizations right off the bat that I urge your listeners to check out and to stay updated with information and action alerts that those organizations put out there that give us opportunities to have our voice heard in Washington.
Right. Those three organizations along with the Life Extension Foundation where I work, James, we got together and really trying to promote the Free Speech About Science Act, which I'm going to go ahead and let my listeners know that's still out there. They can still support this bill. It's H.R. 1364. Let your congressmen and congresswomen know that you want to support free speech about science. What it means is somebody like me, a medical doctor, I can speak more freely about nutrients and labeled supplements that have those key nutrients based on science and the literature. Right now, I have to be very careful, James, in what I say when I do my lectures. I have to be careful about, you know, not talking about branded products. And sometimes it makes it hard for people to make the connection about what I'm lecturing on and where they can actually find that nutrient. So the Free Speech About Science Act, H.R. 1364, is something to look into. The book is called Health at Gunpoint, the FDA's Silent War Against Health Freedom. James, what's your next project? Where are you going to go from? Is there going to be a part two to this?
Well, I would love to do a new edition. I also, you know, I'd love to take it on the road, you know, do some lectures in various cities. And I have some, you know, I've talked with a couple of people, so that might be an opportunity for me to take the message out there across the United States.
Yeah, there's also a really good section in the book about the certain FDA raids and abusive tactics. I think my listeners would find that interesting. You can buy this book right at Amazon, you said, James?
That's correct. They can go to Amazon, and I also invite them to check out my Facebook, the book's Facebook page, facebook.com/held at gunpoint.
All right, awesome. And I do encourage my listeners. I think, James, you hit it on right on the head there. We need to get involved. There are those organizations that you mentioned. You can also find out about some of these organizations at lifeextension.com, especially that Free Speech About Science Act. That's a big one for me because I want to be able to teach and not have to worry about, you know, getting in trouble. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.